the word of God for us as the people of God. Thanks be to God. The kingdom of heaven is like. I think often as soon as we hear the word heaven, we move from our earthly plane to that heavenly place where we see our beloved loved ones who have gone before us. So when we think of the kingdom of heaven, we don't see it anywhere here on earth. And yet every Sunday we pray the Lord's Prayer, may it the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. As Matthew shares these parables of Jesus with us, it is evident that Jesus believes that the kingdom of heaven is here on earth. And in the parables that we hear today, he tells two different parts of what that means. He begins with the mustard seed. And it is so tiny that you won't even be able to see it because I can barely see it in my hand. It is such an itty-bitty seed. But in the times when Jesus was telling this parable, the mustard seed wasn't necessarily what people planted. And often they considered the mustard plant to be a weed. So this was not really what they would call a worthy seed. And yet Jesus says that this unworthy seed that can take over a whole garden can actually grow this beautiful bush that all the birds of the air can find shelter in it, and maybe even some animals on the ground, some shade. So that which they might not have valued, God finds great value. And then my translation says yeast. Some of you may have translations that say leaven. He talks about the leaven. Well, they couldn't go to Food Lion and buy their yeast. This is my snuff jar someone talked about. This is yeast. The way they got yeast when Jesus was telling this parable was they had to let the bread sour. So the leaven was sour bread. Now, we have had lovely sourdough communion bread here. But the thing about this time is they had to make sure that the bread soured just right. Because if the bread didn't sour enough, there wouldn't be enough yeast in that leaven to raise flour. If they let it sour too long, it became mold and could be deadly. So when Jesus speaks about this leaven, this yeast, that a woman mixes and brings forth the leavened bread, he's saying that which we would call unclean, because in their age, in their time, anything that could become deadly would be unclean. Molding bread would become unclean. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is even found in that which is unclean and can produce bread 100-fold. So the kingdom of heaven is like that which we might not call clean, that which we might not call worthy. How is that the kingdom of heaven? But God says, in all of that, I can bring my kingdom about. Then Jesus goes on to share another aspect of the kingdom. So the kingdom is something that we can't see, but it is here on earth. It is something that we might not count as worthy, but it's here on earth. He also says, but when we find it, when we do see it, we see its value in such wonder that we will be willing to give everything we have to be part of the kingdom of heaven. So we would be like the man who found the treasure in the field and sold everything he had so he could get that field, so he could get that treasure that he hid within it. Because he knew the value of that treasure. When we experience the kingdom of heaven, we know the value of that kingdom. And we are willing to give up all of our old life to be part of that kingdom. Just as the merchant who went looking for the fine pearls. He found the one The one that was of such great value that he sold everything so he could own it. Now we might think, well now, aren't they greedy? They have a pearl and they have a treasure, but they have no wealth other than that. Well, the kingdom of heaven, we are in God's wealth. We are in God's control. When we give up our attachment to earthly wealth and earthly treasure, we live in the treasure of the kingdom. And we are cared for as the birds of the air are cared for in the mustard. But the reading goes on to talk about the kingdom of heaven is like a net. So we know that it is here on earth and maybe in places we can't even see. And we know that it is such a value that we should sell everything to have it, to be part of it. But it's also a net. It's also a net. The kingdom of heaven is like a net that is cast out and gathers in all the fish, whether they're good fish or bad fish. So the kingdom of heaven, God wants all things in the kingdom of heaven. But then comes the part about the good fish and the bad fish, that they're sorted. Now, we as humans might want to be the sorters. Might be. We might be the sorters who decide who we see the kingdom of heaven in and who we don't. Well, the scripture is very clear who does the sorting. God does. He says at the end of the age, the angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous. The angels will come and do that. So the kingdom of heaven is like something we can't see that might be in something unclean, that might be in something we don't consider worthy. The kingdom of heaven is of such value that we should give up everything for it. Now, I told you I've been around Laura early for a week. Well, she shared a story that reminds me of the kingdom of heaven. Laura Early serves as a pastor in Olander in Verde County, predominantly African American, high drug culture, unemployment. And one night, she was driving to her church in Olander, all God's children, to do something, and it was getting near dusk. It's not the time of day she would normally go. So as she's pulling into the parking lot, there was Bigby, and he had a woman up against the wall. A little woman. And Laura's sitting in her car, it's dusk, there's no one around, and she's thinking, what do I do? What do I do? The police won't get here in time. Now, some of you might be thinking, run them over. That's a possibility. So she decides to pull in the parking lot. So she pulls in her car, and gets out. He's got that woman up against the wall. He doesn't see her, but the woman does. And she's looking at her, and her look is like, Miss Laura, don't. Miss Laura, don't go. Miss Laura, please, just go. We'll hurt you too. Go. So he's got, now Miss Laura, those of you who know her, she's smaller than me, thinner than me. She's an itty-bitty woman. And so Big Bert is a big man. He's over 6 feet, maybe over 300 pounds, and he's got that little girl up there, and she's already bloody from whatever beating she's already received. Miss Laura walks up behind him and says, put her down. Nothing happens. So once again, she says it a little bit louder. Put her down! He puts her down. She says, go, just go. And the young lady runs off. Big Bean turns around and looks at her and says, what are you going to do about it? Miss Laura looks up at him and says, I'm going to look at you until I see Jesus in you. He says, what are you going to do? I'm going to look at you until I see Jesus in you. man's arms came down, and he said, "No one has ever said that to me." And they had a conversation, and as the conversation concluded, she said, "I expect to see you in church on Sunday." And Big B was in church on Sunday. And Big B began a ministry within that church. The kingdom of heaven is like Big B. We might have seen him as someone unclean. We might have seen him as someone unworthy. As I told my growth group, I think my first thought was, well, I could take him out at the knees while he's not looking. But Miss Laura chose to look until she saw Jesus in him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the kingdom of heaven is here in this place. It is here in this community. It is of such bounty and worth that we should sell everything we have so that it can be what God calls it to be. But it is also invisible. It is in people that we might see as unworthy and unclean. But it is not ours to sort out. It is God's. Which gets us to that last couple of verses this morning. When Jesus said, "Have you understood all this?" And they answered, "Yes." I thought, wait a minute, the disciples haven't understood anything Jesus has taught them. How did they understand that? How do we even understand that? But he does give them a command. He accepts their yes as they believe. And he gives them a command, and he gives us a command. "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." We who know what the kingdom of heaven is like are charged with proclaiming it, with looking until we see Jesus in it, and then lifting it up so that others might see what the kingdom of heaven is like. We are called here and now to look for the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven like? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know what it is like because God promised, and God is faithful. So this sending him is standing on the promises.